This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums.
Cat Power is a singer-songwriter whose first album debuted in 1995. Last week, she released her latest album titled Sun. Although the record is quite different from her previous work, Ozarks at Large's Katie Henriksen tells us why it's still worth listening to.
Cat Power is the musical project of one Sean Marshall, and she has a new album out called Sun, which didn't immediately win me over. Now, I can hardly stand listening to anything else. The tinny drum machine and flourishes of auto-tune freaked me out. I mean, I've been listening to Cat Power since 1998, when my roommate turned me on with Moonpix, Cat Power's first release on the indie giant Matador, which is still her label over a decade later. Back then, her music resonated a brooding and urgent melancholy, a lo-fi twang and grunge amalgam that pierced my heart. Sean Marshall was simply not a drum machine and auto-tune musician. That was completely antithetical to the raw authenticity that radiated from her mournful songs. Cat Power was born in Atlanta and is one of those few musicians whose every project I fawn over. I've seen her transformation from indie self-deprecating darling to indie diva. The first time was 2004, and I sat about 20 feet away on the hardwood floor of St. Mark's Church in the East Village of Manhattan. There, she had the opposite of stage presence, her hair falling into her face as she apologized repeatedly. There was sloppiness in her tunes that she performed on the piano, and she sang, saying things like, "Sorry, at home I have post-it notes to remind me about that." Eventually, she ended in what seemed like mid-set, stomping off apologetically and not looking at all at the audience. I keep coming back to authenticity lately and how it's such an individual decision. Much like taste, it's a judgment call we each make, but how do we make our decisions? Longtime Cat Power fans just might scream inauthenticity with Sun and its drum machines and auto-tune, all those beats. Sean has given up on art and given in to trying to make top 40. Or has she? The 11 tracks here may implement devices that suggest an inauthenticity to those of us used to both the stripped-down solo Cat Power and the Cat Power commanding a backing band of expert musicians, but each note here was invented and commanded by Sean herself. Here's the backstory to Sun according to interviews. She played some initial tracks on her guitar to a friend who told her they were too sad, too much like previous Cat Power. So she started over. Instead of finding a producer or backing band, Sean wanted to do everything herself. Though after the songs were produced, she did hire French beats wizard Philippe Zidar, who's worked with the Beastie Boys and Phoenix, to help mix the album. Instead of strumming out initial melodies on guitar, she pounded on synths and layered drum machine beats. And the result is the most blissful Cat Power yet. There's an optimism unearthed here, but one still firmly rooted in experimentation, introspection, and still singularly Cat Power. This transformation is impossible to discuss without mentioning her personal transformations that came with it, including a move from New York City to Miami, a breakup with a longtime boyfriend, and at one point, a psychotic break. There's a glowing radiance and sheen that Sean seems to have picked up from the Miami sun-soaked beaches, a bit of Art Deco pastel that never found its way into earlier Cat Power. There's a new outwardness, but still that inward that's always imbued me to Sean's music. Opener Cherokee is a fine example of this. There's a soaring in the layered, syncopated machine beats. As more layers of keys and drum machine beats come together only to break for a space-agey synth interlude that sounds a bit like flying, embellished with bird chirps and moments. It's a fugue for the 21st century, with the layers constantly spiraling inward while expanding into the cosmos. This is Bliss in the Chaos. It's a party anthem for girls who used to be comfortable only dancing alone in the privacy of their room, but now embrace the world as a dance floor. Confident, but still a little awkward. This isn't Beyoncé with its lavish studio production team and tightly choreographed moments invented to become a number one hit single. This is Sean Marshall to the core. There may be drum machines and auto-tune, but no matter how many layers, there's a simplicity and a singular minimalism. In other words, she hasn't given in to the bubblegum. Her delivery at times comes closer to a chant or spoken word than singing, as in 369, where the auto-tune makes a heavy appearance, and closer, Peace and Love, a heavy-hitting guitar and bass-drenched anthem. I'm a lover, but I'm in it too, yeah. Peace and Love is a famous generation. I'm a lover, but I'm in it too, yeah. There's an urgency there and a rawness that harkens to the cat power of yore. Yes, this is a transformed Sean Marshall and a sound I didn't immediately embrace. Once I did, I was overcome, blown away, intimidated to try and articulate anything about her new sound, which is at once raw and shiny, joyous while still embracing the intricate complexities and messiness of existence. This is a bold move by Sean, and I'm thankful for her risks. Sun is transcendent, and music that won't cease to grip me. Thank you, Sean, for making Sun. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.